News today is Rite Aid is planning to shut down all of its 180 Michigan stores and transfer prescriptions to Walgreens. These closings are supposed to take place in waves, but they could begin as early as July 1st. And you've heard Rite Aid news since October of 2023 when they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. What does it mean for patients who have prescriptions there? We're going to ask Eric Roth, Director of Government Affairs for the Michigan Pharmacists Association, the impact on regular people here in Michigan. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me.
So what does it mean for the average person who has maybe a couple regular prescriptions when a store closes and there's this consolidation?
So for all patients, this is a massive inconvenience. I mean, it's no fun when you have a pharmacist and a pharmacy that you've been utilizing, trusted, and all of a sudden you're told, well, I can't go here anymore and I have to go somewhere else. So the first thing that patients should know is where their prescriptions are going to be transferred. So I would recommend in the near future, if you are a Rite Aid customer, to call or stop into your Rite Aid and get the location information for where your prescriptions are going to be transferred. Then you need to make sure that that location is going to be the right location for you. And if that's not the case, then you may want to consider requesting that your prescriptions be transferred by another pharmacy of your choice. And you would have to approach the pharmacy that you are looking to have them transferred to orchestrate that.
And light of the financial struggles of Rite Aid, what do you think pharmacies should do to prioritize? What should they prioritize to remain, you know, responsive to the community healthcare needs and their customers?
Well, pharmacies are always doing the best they can to serve their patients. That being said, I have a lot of concern over some of the areas where there isn't necessarily a lot of choice in which kind of pharmacy that you can reach out to. I mean, transportation issues are a huge factor for a lot of Americans and Michiganders here. This situation feasibly puts some patients who were traveling 5 miles to a pharmacy and have to drive 20 miles. Well, mm-hmm. That's really tough if, you know, you have these challenges where maybe you have complex medical conditions, maybe you can't afford the transportation. So that's the primary concern there. That said, working with your nearest pharmacy provider to engage in programs like medication synchronization to minimize your trips, to ask about any additional services such as delivery that may alleviate some of the burden. Those are all things that you're going to work with your new pharmacy provider on to make this experience as easy as possible.
I just got a text from a valued listener who said, my mom passed recently, but before she did, the folks at Rite Aid really took care of her and my dad and helped them navigate a lot of the things that she had to do in the final months. And, you know, that's kind of what we forget, Eric, is that these aren't just pharmacists. You develop a relationship, especially when you're older and taking a lot of meds. Mm-hmm. How do you replace that when your pharmacy goes out of business? That takes time.
100%. I mean, pharmacists have really grown in especially the last decade with the pandemic as the most accessible community health provider and partners within the primary care health system. You know, that being said, it's a shame that we have to do this. And it really just comes down to the fact that the current reimbursement structure for medications in Michigan here is just not sustainable. And that's why you're seeing companies like Rite Aid most recently hurt. But we lose a pharmacy every day in America. You know, the number of pharmacy closures is shocking. So this is, you know, the story of the day is Rite Aid. But the reality is that pharmacies are closing constantly due to some of these reimbursement practices, and it's only going to get worse.
But they also sell snacks and pop and things. I mean, mm-hmm. Today's pharmacies are everything to everybody. It's one-stop shopping.
They have food in them. Yeah. Alcohol.
Can't they, on the margins there, make up for the poor reimbursements?
So I can't speak to every store, but if you think about that, the pharmacy's core purpose is to be providing a healthcare service, to be providing medication. And to have business model where it's, well, we lose hundreds and thousands of dollars offering our core service just to make a little margin on snacks and pop. I mean, that's not realistic. I mean, this is healthcare we're talking about, and it shouldn't have to be subsidized by front-end sales in order to keep functioning.
Is it a shortage as well, Eric, on pharmacists and pharmacy techs?
So in Michigan right now, the pharmacist market is fairly balanced. Pharmacy technicians, we are having a difficult time finding individuals who really want to make being a pharmacy technician their career. It's not the case right now with pharmacists as it has been in the past. And you know, that's another factor of this closure that has me, you know, particularly upset in my role is that, you know, I'm going to have friends that are going to be looking for employment in a saturated market.
Let me just ask you a question. How does this business model work when there's one pharmacy on the corner and then a new one, different company is built right across the street? You see this all the time with Rite Aid and Walgreens. I mean, how does that work? This is nothing to do with the news of the day. I just
wonder. Yeah, but we don't understand. Why would you set up shop directly across the street from your competition?
You know, and that's a valid question. And the reality is when you have a lot of these constructions, you know, most of these arrangements have been from a time where reimbursement wasn't as big of a concern as it is now. Secondly, you want to create a workflow and a prescription volume that is sustainable and provides a good patient experience. So you'll see areas where there are three or four pharmacies in very close proximity. You know, that's not true of everywhere, I want to reiterate, but where you do see them, that's because there's enough patients in that area to sustain those pharmacies and provide a quality experience where you don't have these ridiculously long prescription wait times, where you do have a safe environment where everybody is sufficiently staffed. That being said, as pharmacies continue to find that this business model is not sustainable, you're going to see patients consolidated into one or two pharmacies. You know, the patients are always going to be there. So that means that they have to go, and that's further increasing further workload on the pharmacies that are serving them, you know. And with the economic pressures, it becomes harder and harder for pharmacies to find a way to have adequate staffing to meet their patient needs. And ultimately, again, I want to go back to, if the prescription reimbursement model doesn't change, we're going to have serious problems in the very near future.
So just one more patient benefit question. Go find out where your prescriptions are going, and if you don't like where they're going, send them where you would it be most convenient to you.
Yep. So the prescriptions will be transferred automatically to a Walgreens. You'll want to find out which Walgreens in your community it's going to, if there are multiple ones. And then if that isn't a convenient place for you, you have the right as a patient to go to a pharmacy of your choice and request that they transfer those prescriptions either directly from Rite Aid if your store is still open, or from Walgreens once the transfer has been complete.
All right. Eric Roth, Director of Government Affairs for the Michigan Pharmacists Association. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Y'all have a great day.
You too. You know, we've lost not just Rite Aid, but Perry Drugs, Arbor Drugs. You think about all the mom and pops. You got to ask yourself, when does the shakeout end?
Yeah. Well, there's an issue in healthcare. There certainly is with these reimbursements for doctors, for a lot of issues in that community. All right, moving forward, are you going to have trouble going to your auto dealer because of another cyber attack? We're going to get into that at 7:35.